Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So reading from Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, entitled Questions by the Sages, text number 8. Veta tvam somyatat sarvam. Tatvatas tat anugrahat. Bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya. Guravo guyamaputa. Okay, word for word, please repeat. Veta, you are well conversant. Tvam, your honor. Somya, one who is pure and simple. Tat, those. Sarvam, all. Tatvata, in fact. Tat, there. Anugrahat, by the favor of. Bruyu, will tell. Snigdhasya, of the one who is submissive. Shishyasya, of the disciple. Gurava, the spiritual masters. Guyam, secret. Apyuta, endowed with. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. Purport. The secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has sung in his famous 8 stanzas on the spiritual master as follows. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Only by his satisfaction can one please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he is dissatisfied, there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. It is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Suta Goswami fulfilled all these qualifications as a disciple, and therefore he is endowed with all favors by his learned and self-realized spiritual masters, such as Srila Vyasadeva and others. The sages of Naimasharanya were confident that Srila Suta Goswami was bona fide. Therefore, they were anxious to hear from him. Srila Prabhupada ki chan. Om Aginatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vatalam Pangun Laigaita Igarin Yakripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurin Dinatarinam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this morning, as I was offering Mangala Arati to Shishi Gauranatai, I was praying to them to please purify or the narcissus within my heart. And then I sat down with Gopa Vrindesh Prabhu under his guidance to worship the Shalagram Shilas this morning. And then just as I did that, Nanda Mandir Prabhu came up to me and asked me to give class. So The purification is definitely happening. I wasn't expecting to give class this morning, so. So this is a very beautiful purport and verse explaining about the duty of a disciple, or the way a disciple becomes qualified to receive transcendental knowledge from the Guru. In the first line, the secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying a spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. So the way to satisfy the spiritual master is very simple, as she is, to follow his instructions. You know, we all know the third offense against the holy name is to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. And as Prabhupada explains in the purport, that when one disobeys the instructions of the spiritual master becomes dissatisfied, and there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. Prabhupada has said many times in his purports that the secret of success is in taking the instructions, the words of the spiritual master, as his life and soul. You know that one should immediately dedicate all his energies into fulfilling the instructions of the spiritual master. And then actually spiritual life becomes very very blissful and very easy. You know, but when our mind gets in the way of fulfilling these instructions, that's when all the problems come. By following the instructions of the spiritual master, we become, you know, our mind, our intelligence, and our senses, they become purified of material contamination, and therefore that is the qualification that we can realize. We can realize this transcendental knowledge, because one may have all the knowledge, but if one hasn't got vigyan, realization, then actually one doesn't have qualification to teach. It's because, as we hear, this is a transcendental science. It is not just theoretical, but when you apply these teachings in your life, you get actual realization. And that way, when you relay that realization to others, that realization, that knowledge, it enters deep into their heart. And it actually affects their lives. So we should very much desire that we can become purified by the words of the spiritual master, and then we can affect the lives of others to also take up this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness. So this verse, today's verse in purport, is very much reflects the verse in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 4, text 34, where Krishna says, Tadviti pratipatena pariprashnana sevaya upadekshantitya gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshana. That just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have learned it, they know the truth, they have seen the truth. So this pariprashnana sevaya, this submissive inquiry and this service. You know, this is what This is what the qualification of disciple is, to be able to receive and retain transcendental knowledge. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport about how that it's become the fashion nowadays that everyone has their own idea about what spiritual life is. Isn't it? You know, I have my own path. I know what I'm doing. You know, but this is actually this is useless, because it's just mental speculation. Prabhupada says mental speculation and absurd inquiry is useless in the process of understanding spiritual knowledge. You know, that the disciple must render service, sincere service. Both there's two types of service. There's his vapu, which is rendering service to him personally. You know, seeing to all his personal needs, cooking for him, and and getting his association that way, and also his vani, his instructions. And it's said that of the two, the vani is most important, because we might not always have the personal association of the guru, but by his vani, by following his instructions, we can always feel his presence. We can always have the darshan of the guru by following his instructions. And at some point in our spiritual life, we have to get this realization, because it is a big test when the guru leaves our association, when he, you know, is no longer manifest on this planet. You know, when he goes back to Godhead, we have to get that realization that we can always have his association, have his darshan through his instructions. Maybe I'll read through the purport again and see if anything strikes me. The secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessings. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur has sung in his famous 8 stanzas on the spiritual master as follows. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Only by his satisfaction can one please the personality of Godhead. And when he is dissatisfied, there is only havoc on the path of spiritual realization. So it's been tried and tested many times that when disciples are seen to have dissatisfied the spiritual master, it has caused great havoc in their spiritual life. You know, they lose a taste for chanting. You know, by disobeying the orders of the spiritual master, one offends Sri Nam Prabhu. And then when they lose a taste for chanting, they lose a taste for the association of devotees, because devotees are always chanting. If you haven't got a taste for chanting, then you won't want to associate with devotees. And therefore, we've seen time and time again how the very unfortunate situation that devotees leave Krishna consciousness because of offending the spiritual master in this way. Therefore, the spiritual master, he has to be extremely intelligent as not to give a disciple an instruction that he doesn't think the disciple is capable of following. You know, he seems to be, has to be very cautious in this way. Because it's the spiritual master's duty to take the disciple back to Godhead. And if the, when the disciple accepts initiation from the spiritual master, or takes initiation, then the spiritual master is saying to Krishna, Krishna, here is a sincere soul. You know, I am recommending him, you know, to go back to take shelter of your lotus feet. You know, so when that, if that disciple falls away, the spiritual master not only accepts the, takes on the karma of the disciple at the point of initiation, but if the disciple falls away, then the spiritual master continues to accept karma, the reactions that the so-called disciple has performed, these nonsense activities. So, this is the mercy of the spiritual master. You know, that he is willing to accept so much inconvenience, you know, on the part of the disciple, that he's willing to accept our karma. You know, like for myself, I sometimes recollect, actually it's healthy to recollect about all the sinful activities that we may have performed in our pre-Krishna conscious days, and to meditate on that, actually my spiritual master is so merciful that he's willingly accepted, you know, the reactions of those sinful activities just so I can advance in spiritual life. How merciful is that? That's real compassion, huh? Real selfless service. And so, I'll read on. It is essential, therefore, that a disciple be very much obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Suta Goswami fulfilled all these qualifications as a disciple. So we should understand that today's disciple, today's students, are tomorrow's teacher. You know, the best disciples become the best spiritual masters. You know, we see that Srila Prabhupada, and the living example of that, he took the words from the lotus mouth of his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, as his life and soul. You know, he became the best disciple. You know, and look at the results. You know, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world in such a short time. You know, how many years? 9 years? Was he came, 12 years. 12 years. He came. That's right. He travelled around the world 9 times in 12 years. You know, and opened, you know, so many centers and temples. And this is the disciple Srila Prabhupada got the full sincere blessings of his Guru Maharaj, and he became empowered in that way, you know, to be able to deliver the conditioned souls in the Western countries. And this is the favor that the spiritual master has to give to the disciple, that he empowers him to fulfill those instructions. You know, my Guru Maharaj Devamrita Swami once said that, you know, with a service like book distribution, one actually has to be empowered just to get out the door. And it's a fact, you know, I've noticed some days, you know, some days, you know, like after the morning program, you're thinking that, and you just really don't want to go out. The mind's kicking and screaming, don't do it, don't do it. And yes, it can be a great impediment in the mind that if you just put all self-consideration aside, you know, and actually take shelter of the Guru's instruction, then we become empowered to actually fulfill that instruction. So I'll stop there. Is there any questions or comments or corrections? Anything anyone would like to say on this subject matter? Yes, ma'am.
So you mentioned how the spiritual master often he will give an instruction that he knows the disciple is capable of following. And on the side of the disciple, sometimes we think that we can't actually follow the instructions. So what actually stops us? Is it that we're doubting the spiritual master, we're doubting ourselves? What's the situation? Why do we doubt that we can actually follow through?
Well, yeah. I think it's...
What is the question?
Yes.
What is the question?
The question is that we have doubts whether we can follow the instructions. But the spiritual master, he gives instructions to the disciple that he knows that the disciple can follow. But sometimes we have doubts whether, you know, we can fulfill those instructions, or whether we have doubts in the words, in the instructions of the spiritual master. So you're asking, how do we know, like, where those doubts are coming from, or?
Yeah, why do we feel like we get the instruction
and
we just
think we can't do it? Well, that comes with faith. Like the, you know, the spiritual master, he starts off with seemingly small instructions, very easy to follow instructions, you know. And, you know, like following the four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds. You know, well, to some that's not so easy. But you mean what is preventing? It all comes down to faith. If we have faith in the words of the Guru, yeah, then that is like our qualification, if you like to. Like, we may have doubts in the way we can execute that instruction, but if we might even fail in executing that instruction, but if we just try to fulfill the instructions, that's to our benefit. That's our success. Even if we fail to successfully execute those instructions, but if we just put all our energy into trying to fulfill those instructions, then that is to our success. Does anyone else have anything they can say on that? Question? Yes, ma'am.
Rachel, who basically practices quality meditation, comment by this which Chakravarti talking conscience and the comment was that Vajitani is so kind, even if one thinks of service or simply attends some service, he will accept.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some of my god brothers say that there might be some reason why we can't perform a service, but if we just have that desire to do the service, we still get benefit. It's a very good point. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya is inconceivable. Just by desiring to engage in devotional service, we get the benefit. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
You want to tell us something about Gauridas Pandit and Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami, wow. It's said that Rupa Goswami is devotional service personified. He was the perfect disciple and received the full blessings of Lord Chaitanya to be able to write on the science of devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so many books he wrote. Him and his brother, Srila Sanatan Goswami, they wrote so many books on devotional service, and yeah, we hear about the great humility of these personalities. They think themselves so fallen. When Lord Chaitanya, he went to embrace Rupa Goswami, and he said, "Don't touch me. I'm a sinful wretch. I've become worse than Jagai and Madai." Yeah, because although Jagai and Madai, they were born in Brahmin families, and they committed so many activities. I voluntarily, took the occupation of a malecha, in Yavana. I took the position and associated with chandalas, the Muslim, and worked for the Muslim Nawab. So Rupa Goswami, although he's the topmost Vaishnav, the fully surrendered, the most dear servant of Lord Chaitanya, he saw himself as the most fallen because he took that position as working for the Muslim government. Whenever I think of Rupa Goswami, I think of that beautiful verse he wrote. Tunde tandava niratim vitanute tundavili laptai kana krodha kadambini gatayate kana vidyabhyasprahan jeta prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritam no jane janitat kiyadbiramritai krishne tivarnadvai. That he says, it's Amrita Krishna Tivarnadvai, that whenever I chant the two syllables Krishna, I do not know how much nectar it has produced. That when I chant the holy name, it appears to dance within the mouth. I then desire many, many mouths. You know, in Karna Krodha Kadambani Gatayate, that when the holy name enters the holes of the ears, yeah, we then desire many millions of ears. You know, and Cheta Prangana Sangani Vijayate, that when the holy name enters the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. What a beautiful verse, huh? You know, that this is the mind of someone who actually has a real taste for the holy name. A real taste, you know. You know, so this is something we can all aspire to. You know, I recite this verse every morning before I chant japa with that aspiration. It's a very beautiful verse, very wonderful verse to recite before japa. And who was the other person? Gangadas?
Goridas.
I don't actually know anything about Goridas. Does anyone know anything about these personalities? No. Okay. So, yes, Manager. Absurd inquiries to avoid. How to avoid?
How to inquire properly.
Our inquiry always has to be asked in such a way that it will actually help us to advance in spiritual life. When we get the answer, that we're not just asking the question, you know, for, you know, the, you know, like, you know, something mundane, you know, something that has no relevance to our advancement in spiritual life. Yeah, the most important question we can ask the spiritual master is, how can I advance in spiritual life, in my Krishna consciousness? How can I become more Krishna conscious? Does anyone have anything they can say on that? Is that okay? Or? Yes. Submissiveness. Or submissiveness. Sorry? Repeat the question, okay. It says, how can we develop submissiveness in the association of devotees? So, submissive hearing means to act on what you've heard. You know, we can submissive means to put what you've heard into action. Because, you know, we might, you know, there's so many people that hear instruction but they don't really accept them, and they think that they know better to do, act in different ways. So, how to develop that in association of devotees? That's what the most important part of our name is, Das, isn't it? The name means servant. And so we, so a servant takes the instructions from master. And then we serve, we should see everyone, all devotees, at least as our master. But we should also use our intelligence as well, that we take instructions from a qualified personality. Because it's all very well if someone gives us an instruction which is going to be detrimental to our spiritual life. You know, if we follow that, then it's not going to, you know, do anyone any good. And so, yeah, intelligence has to be there. You know, there's the Rupa Goswami says in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, that there's three levels of devotional service. He talks about the Kanishtha Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. You know, so we take instructions accordingly. You know, the Kanishtha Adhikari, he takes instructions from the Madhyama Adhikari and the Uttama Adhikari. You know, the Uttama Adhikari, even the Uttamadhikari, he takes instructions from his spiritual master. But yeah, he hears submissively from his spiritual master. So yeah, we have to understand what platform we're at, and what platform that the person who is giving us guidance is also on. So yes, to use our intelligence, but it also, yes.
When it comes to modern instruction of spiritual master, how important is it to take his instruction to each and every aspect of our life, to the micro level?
Well, you can ask him how you can fulfill that instruction. And it's better if you can use your intelligence to fulfill that instruction yourself. But sorry, what was the question again?
How important is it to take follow his instruction to our daily activities, to the micro level?
Yeah.
The best action you can.
If we're not following his instructions, it means we've deviated. So it's very.
Happens if it looks like some simple instruction, wash your feet every day, for example. If you don't do every day, so how important to follow?
Well, there's following his instructions. There's also, I don't think the spiritual master would give you any instruction which wasn't practical. Or if you think that it's not practical, then you can ask him. But it's best not to speculate. You know, if the spiritual master gives us an instruction, then, and we think, oh, I can't do that, you know, it's just not practical. You know, we should ask him, explain to him the situation. He might not see the whole situation, the whole picture. You know, so we have to explain to him, like, so Guru Maharaj, it's not very practical for me to wash my bead bag every day because I've only got one bead bag and it might not be dry by the following morning. So you explain the whole picture to him, and then he wouldn't give any instruction which wasn't relevant. And as I say, we shouldn't speculate, you know, saying, oh, I don't have to do this, what Guru Maharaj said. Yeah, because, yeah, it's not very practical. You know, we should never think like that. We should always take guidance from the Guru. If we don't think we can.
And also, we have a teacher to be independent.
Yes.
So, in the purport it says, be obedient.
Yes.
So, in relation to the first question, now, it is comfortable and it is all right when it comes to follow the senior authority. But amongst equals and just immediate authority, being independent, the nature kicks in and you don't want to follow. So the different degree of being obedient, that is important.
Well, if an authority gives you an instruction and the devotees around you, they're not helping you to follow that instruction, you know, then you go back to your authority and explain the situation. But sorry, can you relay the question again? Sorry, my mind's.
He's saying that we have a tendency to follow our senior most authority instruction, but we
don't follow.
You
don't follow the instructions of.
Of the immediate authority or RTS.
Right. Also, if an instruction's coming down through the. The hierarchy. Yeah. So. Okay. Yes. Yes, that can. If we don't follow an instruction, which is given by our equal, and it's coming down from an authority that's really a manifestation of envy. You know that. We don't want to follow that person because that just that person has given us that instruction, isn't it? No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with the instruction. It's just the person which has given us the instruction. You know, he's got a higher position. We're though we're equal. Yeah. And so, when I was in. Manchester many years ago, I had this problem that I would follow very faithfully the instructions given by Guru Maharaj directly, but anyone else tried to give me instructions, no, I can't do that. So Guru Maharaj, he gave me the instruction to serve all my god brothers like sannyasis, like there were sannyasis in them. You know, and by rendering that service, the heart becomes free from envy, and that envy becomes purified. So if we find ourselves, rejecting someone's instruction that's actually come from an authority, then you should render service to that person. Is that okay? Okay, so stop here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gopremanandi.